You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, you know what that means. Pat Bostick in studio with us for the next 2 hours. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. And if Pat loves Pitt more than anything in his life, a close second is golf. And so this update from Royal Troon is brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. If you're not getting fit outdoors, you're not getting fit. Alex Noren tied with, why'd they do this to me, with Bukestad at 2-under.
Good job.
I nailed it?
You did. Nailed it.
At former Penguin. I don't think they're the same guy. So 2-under and Alex Noren, he's already finished up his round. He finished with a 69. So he's the leader right now. How you doing, Pat?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Excellent. We're having a tremendous day.
Yeah, I saw the video.
No comment.
Was that Bubba?
Yeah, Bubba scared me.
Scared?
What the hell?
So that's how we started today. Callis was in a terrible mood. Now Callis in a great mood. We're all in a great mood. This is supposed to be the slowest sports week of the year, and we have not lacked for content at all. And now we're pleased to be joined by you. And there's some Pitt news here with Jeff Capel getting the contract extension through 2029, 2030. And our question was this, the Twitter question, brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. What heights can Pitt basketball realistically reach in the next 6 years under Capel, Pat?
I think it's pretty high. I mean, they've proven, they found a formula that they did not have early in his tenure, and it was quite the rebuild. It was a build. I think would be an understatement. I think it was a total build and a reconstruction. They're at a point now where they've, and I've tried to articulate this to people, like they've gotten the veteran transfers that have kind of stopgapped the bleed and got them back into contention. And now they've proven with Bub Carrington, who's lighting summer league up, and Jalen Lowe, that they can get elite freshmen that can play right away and combine the two. And I think that's going to be the ultimate telltale is, are they able to, because they're going to get a higher level player now because they see what Carrington's done. Can those two things coexist? If they can, if you could take Leggett and you could take Zach Austin and players like that, Blake Hinson even, who no one expected him to be what he became, and combine them with Brandon Cummings and that type of player, they can be dangerous. And the freedom they play with guards, they'll be fun to watch. So it'll be, I'm excited. I think it's well deserved. I know there are quips about only making the tournament once in 6 years. You got to take it all,
yes,
into account and the job he's done. And I think most importantly, kind of reinvented himself. And he started by trying to get the higher level recruit, and then they've kind of had this no BS mentality lately. They're going to get good people that want to be here, and they've kept them, which is easier said than done.
With you being in the athletic department and working in that world and seeing and experiencing contracts and hiring processes like that, how much of a fine line is it to be patient with coaches, to be patient even with players? Because there had to come, you know, with Heather and you know, your department, there had to been a lot of patience to be had whenever you could have easily just said, all right, Jeff, your time's up. We're going to move into a different direction. But you held your water. You stayed true. And it's probably going to pan out. And I think it's already have panned out in many other ways than just, you know, making a tournament at this point.
Yeah, I think, first of all, I mean, the circumstances are – relatively unprecedented with COVID, and then obviously what was inherited, there were penalties for, you know, for certain things as well that happened that when Stallings exit. So it became this, it was going to take a while to climb out of the bunker. And I think that the tough time became, okay, that's in the rear view. How are we going to move forward, and to what degree can we take a step? And I think Heather and Jeff, you know, got in the old bunker together and said, let's chart a way forward. And I think they, you know, it was different than in the past, right? That the formula became different. And I give credit to Jeff for that, because listen, you coach long enough, you know, it's tough to teach an old dog new tricks, and you know, you have to be a confident person to be a head coach at the major college level, and to do things and tinker things in the spirit of trying to give this program a chance to be successful. I think there's a risk in that, and it's panned out, it's paid off. So there is a fine line. You know, the return on investment is never going to be more important in college sports as we enter this new era, because coaches are getting paid a lot of money, and there's a lot of money on the table to win, and you're leaving a lot of money on the table if you don't win. So I give credit to Heather. I give credit to the university for staying patient with Jeff, because I do think only they know what the plan is, right? Mm-hmm. Only Heather knows why she hired him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think those around her know to some degree, but if you believe in that, you stick with it. And there comes a breaking point for sure. But I think in this case, patience, continuity paid off.
I think they probably got close to a breaking point. I mean, he was 11-21 before they made the tournament, and they were down at half to like South Alabama State or something, and they were under 500. I remember early in the, like, seven games into the season, and I know a lot of people around here just on the air, off the air, thinking like it just isn't working,
right?
And for the turnaround to happen from, again, 11-21 to then 24-12, winning two NCAA tournament games, it's the turnaround from the start of his tenure that it happened in season.
Yeah,
was remarkable to me.
Right,
it wasn't like, oh, we've got all these pieces and they've coalesced and we know this is our year. They might have thought that internally. They had a terrible start, and they went on to be a shot away from winning the ACC regular season to winning two NCAA tournament games. I can't think of a harder time either to transition a new coach than these last 6 years. Like, if you had a guy and you had an established program and you've got to figure out everything on the fly, at least you've got your core principles in place. He's had to do this while the entire landscape of collegiate sports has shifted underneath his feet.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, those are the unprecedented circumstances. And it's not an excuse. It's just an explanation for the two guards you brought in, and Xavier Johnson and McGowan's left. Audis Toney left. And, you know, in year one, it's, you win a couple games in the ACC, and it's a big victory, mm-hmm. right? You win 3, 4, 5 games, whatever it was. It's a big victory because you got blanked the year before. And I think the inflection point for this team probably came in Brooklyn in 2022, when they got spanked by West Virginia. Michigan, they get spanked by, and they come back and they lose a close game to VCU. You know, upper mid-major team. But something changed, and Jeff's talked about it in that locker room, and they started to get, and Doran, you certainly know this, Crowley, you've been around sports enough to know that, you know, when players take control of something, it, you know, your opportunity, your chance of success increases greatly. It can't just be a coach barking in the room.
Yeah.
And I think that they finally got some veterans that carried the program, and Jamarius Burton and Nike Sabandi and Blake Hinson, that even though they were short tenured in the program, they decided to take a hold of it. And they took it to a level that everyone that was associated with it's like, okay, we can do this. Last year, there was challenges, right? I mean, they started 1-4 or 1-5 in the ACC. I remember having Hinson on the Saturday show. He heard him on the air like, we're going to be fine. I'm like, in what world do you think we're going to be okay?
Yeah.
We're 1-5 right now. But they had a belief. And now this to me is the challenge of the future. Yes, Jeff Capel has proven he's the right man for this job right now. The degree to which they can take it to another level, they've got to get off to a faster start. Have to get off to a faster start in non-conference play. Notch some bigger wins. Because that's held them back come tournament time, seeding-wise. Last year, obviously, being on the bubble. Got to get off to a faster start. I think they have a team that can do that. And if they do that and carry it into league play, this is a program that has this market cornered. You know, with the exception of our friendly neighbors down the road in West Virginia, which they have a great program too. They got this market cornered. It's similar to the Pirates in some ways, right? Like you've got this team that people think, oh man, there's pieces that it could be really good, and you start to win, that place will be on fire again.
Oh, it was a cool thing for so long.
Oh yeah, I mean through our lifetime of playing, I mean it was you know we were the afterthought as football. We were the afterthought. I mean, you go to the Pete on a Wednesday night to catch a basketball game. You couldn't even walk into Peterson Event Center.
They used to flash. They didn't lose at home. They put it up on the scoreboard. Like however many games it's been since they lost a non-conference home game. It was one of the toughest places to play in the entire country. That's not hyperbole. That's just a fact. It doesn't take much. Well, it doesn't take much now to get back there, but you needed to put the tourniquet on, and that's what he's done.
I think Jeff Capel has also done a good job of bringing alumni back that did play during that time and knew how to play Pitt basketball. And from what we remember of, you know, the Pete being packed and that being a hard ticket, he has done a good job. There's a little the thing that he, I think it's the bricks, right, of
yep.
the former
brick
players.
Brick by brick, right?
Brick by brick. He brings back those guys to you know, push knowledge on how to play the right way and how to play Pitt basketball. And I think that's been a huge effect as well because you get the guys that we just named of carrying that water for, you know, for Jeff Capel and these teams of leading them to where they're at right now, which is not where they want to be. I think it has a lot to do with the guys that come back and believe in him and believe in the program too.
Yeah, I think it'll be, you know, the things that you point back to the Jamie Dixon era, and I was there during that era, and it was the highest of highs, right? But you kept hitting your head on the Elite Eight, right? Scotty Reynolds and all those things. And I think the one thing that remains to be seen, if I had to be an objective onlooker and say, can Pitt do this, right? If Pitt's going to win a national championship in basketball, which I think is possible, and that's not me being that's not blue and gold colored glasses. You're the best, one of the best leagues in the country, year over year, and you've proven you can beat the best of the best.
FAU was in the Final Four two years ago.
Right. You generally have a pro or two on your roster. And Carrington wasn't a top 100 player coming out of high school. He turned out to be probably one of the better picks of the NBA draft based on what we see so far. Can they go get a five-star guy that fits, that becomes another lottery pick? And piece around that, hold on to it for 1 or 2 years, and then because that to me is something that Pitt hasn't done really since Charles Smith.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, I mean, Steven Adams was the 14th or 12th overall pick. Bub was 14th. You know that is you have this culture now. Can you recruit at a higher level and maintain it in today's landscape, where there's money and cars and all this stuff? If you can do that, you're onto something. And I think Jeff Capel's proven he can get in the room with those guys.
No doubt.
He can get in the room with those guys. He just had nothing to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got something to sell.
Mm-hmm.
There's one last thing I want to mention on this, and I want to know if you guys agree with it. So we'll do that when we come back. We'll talk to Jeff Hathorn about this at 7:35, and then some of the baseball stuff with Jeff as well. He talked to Jeff Capel last night, did Hathorn. It was a really good conversation. We'll play a bit of that for you when we come back. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, here, one more thing on Jeff Capel before we talk to Jeff Hathorn, our sports director at the bottom of the hour. Pat Bostic in with us until 9 o'clock. You were talking about the Jamie Dixon era and how they would hit their head on that ceiling. And you bring up Scotty Reynolds, and those teams were so good. And those teams were built to withstand the rigors of the Big East. I do think the way that Capel, these last two teams play, if you get those high-level talents that you were talking about in the last segment, Pat and Doran, the style, the guard play is more what you're looking for to advance in the tournament. Like, I think Pitt could have really advanced in the tournament last year had they made it. I think they could have been a Sweet 16 or better team. They could shoot the lights out. I think these teams, long way around what I'm saying here, is they are built for tournament basketball in a way where Jamie Dixon's teams, because they couldn't always make shots, weren't necessarily built.
Yeah, I would agree. And it's not even a knock on Jamie, because he's evolved at TCU. I mean,
yes,
they're playing differently down there. There's not a bunch of fifth-year seniors on those teams. They're transfers and so on. But, yeah, I mean, the knockdown, drag-out, slobber-knocker-style basketball, defense, rebounding, and, you know, shoot with 5 seconds left on the shot clock, is that was the right formula to withstand a Big East schedule. And they had great players. I mean, Levance, Field, some of those guys were back last night, I think, playing pickup with the current team, playing a scrimmage against them. But, like, you ultimately get into the tournament, the dance, and it comes down to scoring and guard play. That's what Jeff Capel's going to build this thing around. That's what he's built it around the last couple of years. So I agree with you. I don't think he could have said it any better.
And also the structure of the guard play, and whether it's the structure of being able to compete in the tournament, I think it really comes down to, like, if I'm a transfer or I'm a recruit, I see somebody like Bub Carrington in the guard play. I see, like, somebody like Jalen Lowe, who'll probably get a nice evaluation or already has got a nice evaluation for next year's draft. I mean, you know, there's the North Carolinas, there's the Dukes, there's the big time schools, but why can't Pitt be on that list of a top tier transfer school that I could go in 1 year if I'm a guard, I could shoot, I have freedom, and then I can go be a first round pick. Like, that's kind of where I come down. Like, that was the selling point. That moment, I'll probably never forget that, sitting there and listening. And I knew Bub Carrington was going to go in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever his name was called, that moment to me shifted Jeff Capel's tenure and future of the coach of Pitt basketball. Because now that is a landing spot, I think, for the landscape of college basketball and the landscape of sports, of can I get in and can I get out? And can we compete? And will I love playing where I'm going to go?
Mm-hmm.
That absolutely changed it. And that's kind of where I'm at with Jeff Capel. And he made that happen. It takes two to tango. I get that. Bub Carrington trusted Jeff Capel. Jeff Capel trusted Carrington. But now if I'm a transfer, if I'm a young kid, why wouldn't I want to go to Pitt?
Oh, that was the ultimate lose the battle, big time win the war.
Oh, my goodness.
Because you'd love to have him back. I mean, think about what he would do on this year's team. Look at what he's doing right now in the summer league. But you're right. Pitts was the story, and he's tearing it up, and people are going to go, oh, well, I can do that. I could go there. I can win now. I won 46 games the last 2 years. I can go there, win. I can go there, get developed. And you brought it up, Pat. He wasn't one of these, you know, McDonald's All-American guys.
No, he wasn't a top 10 prospect. So, yeah, I think Doran hit the nail on the head. I mean, and it's not a meat churner program where it's like you're going to play a certain way and, you know, you got to sit for a year, which, you know, there's still programs trying to hang on to that, right? I mean, Clemson football's trying to hang on to it. I think Duke basketball to some degree is trying to hang on to that.
Kentucky did, and that's why Calipari had to
Kentucky
move on.
Kentucky had their formula. So I think you come to a place, it's probably a top three arena in the league and one of the better arenas in the country still to this day. It's a great student section. It's a great school. You're in a city, which is different. It's got all the components to me of being a basketball powerhouse. The biggest challenge, and this is, goes unsaid, and the people that are attributable to making this happen know who they are. The biggest thing is, you know, can you foot the bill?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you pay the freight?
And it should be easier in basketball.
And that's happened. And that happened, you know, that investment, and it's not, listen, it's not the only reason that Pitt came. I mean, Jeff Capel, all the things we talked about, has done a terrific job. But if there weren't the resources available, both institutionally and otherwise, outside NIL, I'm not sure we're having this conversation the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like they went out and bought a bunch of, you know, Arizona transfers, mm-hmm. or Kentucky transfers. But now you look at the level of transfer this year versus the years before. I mean, there's an evolution. And then now, obviously, in a year's time, we're going to be in a different world with revenue sharing. But right now, you know, Pitt's collective Alliance 412 has stepped up,
mm-hmm.
and it stepped up and Jeff Capel's, you know, ridden that wave and taken it and run with it. And that's more than anything, I think, is powerful to see.
Jeff Hathler going to join us next. You mentioned the arena and how good it is and the upgrades that they made too. I mean, it looks great in there. It does. Oh, yeah. In the student section, still one of the best in the country. It also helps, you talk about this potentially being this hotbed for college basketball here. There's a point of reference. It's happened for a decade plus. Mm-hmm. And if you've done it before, you can do it again if you've got the right guy, and they've now signed him through 2029, 2030. We'll talk to Jeff about that, pick his brain a little bit on the Pirates. We've got Pat Bostic with us until 9 o'clock. Right now, wait a second, this Pitt basketball talk brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Jeff Hathorn joining us now, our sports director, Pat Bostic, in with us until 9 o'clock, and we all know now that Jeff Capel got a contract extension through 2029-2030, and Jeff talked to him last night. Jeff, what were your main takeaways, A, from hearing about the contract, and then B, from your conversation with Jeff Capel last night?
Yeah, it was one of those things. We got the contract news like right before 5, and it was like, wow, okay. And talking to Jeff last night, I mean, he says during his show, like, I love his honesty. Like, he thanked everybody that had his back and how everybody went through so much work. He thanked the coaching staff and the players and the fans that stuck with him. And he admitted, you know, he heard the fire Capel chants. He heard the stuff about his brother, and they kept plugging along, and they, you know, they got it rolling, and he feels very confident about this year's team and feels the program's in a good place.
Well, Jeff, now that he obviously is extended and, you know, Bub Carrington, the lottery pick, and, you know, Blake Henson doing some great things, probably going to make a roster. So you put some guys in the league. You're very close last year. You were in the thing 2 years ago. Moving forward in the next 6 years that Capel's under contract, what do you think that this team can accomplish? What do you think that Pitt basketball can realistically accomplish under Capel moving forward?
You know, I don't know if I want to put any limits on it. I'll say this, you know, they've taken a couple of steps for where they go from it's Pitt in the ACC to, as you start looking at the programs at the top half of the ACC, I'm not saying they're Duke or Carolina at this point, but they've been better than Virginia the last couple of years. I mean, they're starting to swim in that pond. And once you do that, you give yourself an opportunity, and then you allow recruits. And by recruits, I don't just mean kids out of high school anymore. It's guys in other programs that may be unhappy, maybe at a smaller program, may not be getting playing time, may have come back from an injury and been replaced by somebody else. And they're looking for options. They see what the Peterson Event Center is like. They see what Jeff is like and hear that from other players. And they see what they've done. I mean, obviously, they should have been in the NCAA tournament last year. When they got in the year before, they won a couple of games. It's a fun style. I mean, look at how he allowed a guy like Blake Henson to play. There will be a lot of other shooters that will say, wow, like I wasn't benched. Like, they allowed me to they allowed Blake to take those kind of shots. This could be a place I could flourish. And I think that all builds upon each other. And we've seen it over the last 2 years. And I'm excited to see what happens this year.
Right this red hot second, who's the best coach/manager in Pittsburgh sports?
Oh. Dan Fisher.
Well played.
Well played. Very, very well played.
Jeff, I wanted to ask you, you get a chance to call a lot of the early season games, non-conference games on television, radio, otherwise. I said earlier, I think it's pivotal for this program to take a step to get off to a faster start, get ranked in non-conference play. Do you think that's held them back the last couple years?
Yeah, I mean, last year, I think especially, I think there were still questions of, okay, was this just a fluke year? They brought it. They had a lot of senior transfers. They basically only had Hinson back as far as big names that people outside might know. With Jalen Lowe back, I like their chances of doing that. People forget Lowe was the bigger recruit coming out of high school than Bub was. And Lowe in the second half of the season, I would say was playing as important a role as Bub. I mean, like, he was playing some really good basketball. And reports are this summer that he's upped his game to another level. I'm excited to see what that means for this team. They get Papa back. I do think there's some talent here. But, yeah, to your point, Pat, I think when you're still building a program, the more early wins you could get, that's going to kind of set you up from an attention standpoint. And then, you know, they have had good starts to ACC play the last couple of years.
Jeff, should the Pirates start Paul Skeens against Philly, or should they start him in the St. Louis series and then again in Arizona, because they're two teams they're fighting for a wild card supremacy with?
Well, if you're working in the ticket office, you're saying, wait for that Cardinals series. We got time. Yinzapalooza is almost sold out. So let's give it a little time, boys. Let's move that one back. I don't know that it necessarily matters. If you're looking to give them a little time and you're looking to buy and trying to figure out how the math is going to work so he can finish the season, and by starting him in the Cardinals series that helps that, absolutely do it. Plus, he did pitch Tuesday. While he only pitched an inning, he obviously brought his A game and prepared like it was a start. So, you know, either Sunday or the Cardinals series is where I'd want to see Skeens.
Jeff, appreciate your time, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, boys. Enjoy Open Thursday.
Let's go. See you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
See you guys.
Who is the best coach going right now?
Dan Fisher.
Who's the best out of the three pro teams, Pitt basketball and Pitt football? Shall we chew on it and come back?
Yeah, let's do that.
Chew on that.
We're going to chew on
let's
it.
Let's let that marinate.
Are we marinating it or are we chewing on it?
Let that coagulate.
We're simmering it?
Coagulate. Yes.
What the hell does that mean?
Come together, coalesce.
Coagulate.
Huh. Just made a, wanted to, never mind. Yeah. 50-minute mark on a fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Your typical cast of characters, Crowley, Doran, Callis, and we were joined until 9 o'clock by Pat Bostick. It was supposed to be until 10, but Pat's a super important, busy man.
Yes, he is.
I think he wants to watch the Open Championship.
Probably.
Tiger tees off at 9:42.
See? Yep.
No, I gotta record something, and then gotta get out of here. So, I'll let you guys go. Go as a little triad.
I mean, we'll do great things as we always do.
You will. You'll get scared and fly out of your chair.
We'll be the goats.
The goats.
I can't get over how much my scream from earlier did sound like a fake goat.
What the hell?
Or the real goat, I guess.
That sounds like a goat screaming.
Is that like a visceral, natural response?
I felt it deep within me. I got like a
that wasn't orchestrated.
No.
He
was startled.
If your kid hides behind a couch and you walk out and, you know,
same kind of deal. Yeah,
same kind of deal.
The very rarely in life do these moments happen where the hair on the back of your neck stands up. It actually happened there.
This lady that just walked by, she was, I guess, delivering food to Bubba and Mel. And I wanted to scare Mel just about a second ago, and I hid behind the pillar, and I thought Mel was walking out of the studio, and it was the lady, and she almost dropped, like, all the food.
Oh, my God.
And I felt so bad.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine this poor woman comes in here, and this unit comes flying out from behind a...
her eyes lit up. What's going on?
Like, she's coming, you know, stop it. Hey, honey, I'm going to the fan studio this morning to deliver food.
Am I being robbed?
It's going to be great. I get a chance to see Bubba and Mel and...
I'm getting wrong.
You know,
did you just give her the or like what did you throw at her?
I clapped my hands like, hey, and she was like, oh.
Oh dear God.
That is gonna, Callis, you have that archived, right?
Oh yeah.
This will, for posterity's sake.
I'm such an unrelenting baby loser.
Pat, I told him that's dork. What happens when he messes with me too much. He's
what's
gonna,
funny
he's
is
gonna get something back.
So if I saw it one time, not 10. He was just talking about being more mentally tough, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
But Callis being more mentally tough.
And then he screams like a 8th grader.
Jumping into the pool.
Oh, man.
It's cold.
He's doing all his Mountaineer faithful just in
bad.
Just total injustice.
When Pat McAfee misses the second of two kicks in 13-9. That's what I sounded like.
What is Starkey going to think of this?
Oh, that's right up his alley.
Mm-hmm.
Remember at
this
the...
This is unbelievable.
The 5-alarm marathon, he sneezed. And we were punch drunk at the time and maybe...
Punch drunk.
More than just punch drunk at the time, and he sneezed, and it was one of the funniest things ever.
My eyes popped out of my head.
I don't think there's a human being. There's not a. There's not a. Is there a normal thing that he does?
No.
Like, think about it. Like, routine stuff. What is he thinking at that time?
He got kicked out of a Sports Clips like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Why?
Because he's crazy. He's a nut.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
He didn't like the massaging shampoo.
He didn't want the wait time. He thought he kept getting jumped on, you know how they do the video board deal there? He thought he kept getting jumped and he threw a hissy fit, and then I don't think they took too kindly to that.
Starkey 10 minutes, Starkey 12 minutes, Starkey 20 minutes. This is incrinculant.
What do you got, Antonio Brown in the seat? What are we doing here? All right. Said we talk about which coach in major Pittsburgh sports is the best right now. We'll do that a little bit coming up in the next segment. Brandon Ayuk plus 400 to come to the Steelers. They are the betting favorite to land Brandon Ayuk. We'll talk to Bostic about that. We got college football talk with revenue sharing. What the hell's going on with Clemson and Florida State? All that coming up in the next hour with Pat Bostic. But first, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to 7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 82, low 65, partly cloudy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.